This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. All right, what do you need to be doing right now to get ready for the coming civil war and near total collapse of society that will follow? Now, when it comes to the civil war, people are divided into two groups on sort of what their experience of it. There are those who are fighting the civil war, which for the most part I'm not going to talk about today. And then there's everybody else who is impacted by the civil war and all the supply shortages, the logistics problems, and so on. But you're not really on the front lines fighting. Does that make sense? So this podcast is about people who are impacted by a civil war, but not on the front lines fighting it. I guess that's a totally different podcast for that one. But how are you going to be impacted? The first thing to realize is that there will be really extensive logistics supply problems nationwide. So you can count on having shortages of fuel. That's important to note. How are you going to get gasoline or diesel or whatever you use? Shortages of food. Obviously, shortages of all the supplies that would be used in a war, such as bullets and brass and gunpowder and firearms and gun parts, things like that. Just getting deliveries from UPS or FedEx or the U.S. mail will, of course, be difficult in many areas, depending on how things are playing out. Depending on the regional implications of the war, you could see, like California, for example, might shut off deliveries of gun parts or gun supplies to California residents who are in rural areas of California. So let's say that you live in Northern California and you're trying to order some ammunition from Brownells or Midway USA or somebody like that, or I don't know, Ammo to Go, all kinds of places. California could just blockade all those shipments to keep the ammo out of the hands of the people of California. So keep that in mind. Now, the food shortages are going to be quite extensive, but there's also going to be medicine shortages. So you need to think carefully about how are you going to live without pharmaceuticals? How are you going to get by without antibiotics or maybe even the insulin that you need if you're on insulin? For many medicines, but not all, you can use essential oils. There are many very effective essential oils that can function as antibiotics, that can function as replacements for all the popular heart medicine, for example. There are even nutritional supplements that can replace statin drugs and things like that. But for those that cannot be easily replaced, such as insulin, you need to plan ahead and have a supply of insulin on hand, or better yet, if you or someone in your family is suffering from type 2 diabetes, realize that type 2 diabetes can often be reversed to where you don't need the insulin anymore. And for some people, the reversal of type 2 diabetes will be automatic because of the shortages of processed food. So a lot of people who are diabetic today maintain that diabetes because of what they eat and drink. They're drinking soda all the time. They're eating donuts and Pop-Tarts and sweets, cake and ice cream. Well, when those things run out and you can't get them anymore, a lot of people's diets will actually become healthier. This was observed in World War II. Many people who had heart conditions and metabolism conditions and even diabetes, their diseases were reversed because of the famine of World War II. People got into involuntary fasting, which turns out to actually be good for your health, believe it or not. There's a silver lining to everything, I suppose. But if you can get off insulin, do so. Now, for antibiotics, you can grow many antibiotics, such as oregano plants, and you can do oil distillation techniques and things like that. But you can also stock up on fish antibiotics. So many of the common antibiotics that are sold by pharmacies, such as amoxicillin, you can purchase them as fish antibiotics to be used on aquariums. As I've said before on podcasts, you do need to be very cautious about using these on humans because some antibiotics can be very dangerous or toxic in certain doses. And some people can have allergic reactions to certain chemicals. So you need to get competent medical advice on this. I'm just saying that the actual chemicals that are used in many modern antibiotics are available as an alternative package for fish use or aquariums. Just make sure that you know what you're doing and you use them safely if you use them at all. Now, what about money? So will your bank function? Probably not, or at least only in a limited way. Cash will be in short supply. So barter items become extremely important to have on hand. Barter items can include silver coins, gold coins, ammunition, food, and even antibiotics. And all these things that are valuable in a collapse scenario, all the things that where logistics have created shortages or scarcity, these things can become barter items. So it's not a bad idea to think in advance about which items to stockpile for barter use, knowing in advance that many different things may be more valuable than cash. For example, well, insulin or ammunition. If you've got a couple of boxes of 22 long rifle ammo, that could be more valuable than, you know, a 10-ounce gold coin in the right circumstances. So keep your barter stockpiles in mind as you're prepping for all of this. Now, another thing is to grow as much food and medicine as you can. Have a home garden. Know how to grow things. Have a supply of seeds on hand so that you can grow. Anything that you can grow is essentially free and makes it much easier for you to get those supplies, you know, out of your own garden compared to trying to barter them or get them from a grocery store, engaging in, you know, transportation and maybe getting hijacked on the roads and all kinds of things like that. So the fact that you can grow food on your own yard or farm, it has many, many inherent valuable properties that you may not have thought of, like just the risk of buying something somewhere else and getting hijacked on the way home. You can also grow a lot of your own medicine. And if you save seeds, you can actually produce seeds which can be used as barter items. So a garden where you, let's say you're growing lettuce and you let some of those lettuce plants bolt, go to seed, and you harvest the seeds, as long as they're heirloom vegetables, you can barter those seeds for other goods. So your garden is producing, you know, essentially money, you know, barter value, as well as food. So another thing to keep in mind. The point in all of this is realizing that even if you're not on the front lines fighting a civil war, you will be strongly impacted by it. There will be disruptions in your life, and those disruptions will impact many of the things that you have come to count on, perhaps even electricity at some point. Imagine a day without electricity, or a week, or God forbid, a month without electricity. This can happen to you under the right circumstances, or say the wrong circumstances. So get prepared. Read my website. I've got survival.news and also gear.news. Those are both .news domains, and they're very useful. Check it out. Learn how to take care of yourself as much as possible. Learn how to grow more food. Learn how to acquire the correct items that can help you the most. And then you'll be able to face the future with more confidence. That's what's going to be crucial. You won't have to panic like all the unprepared people who will run around saying, "Oh my God, what am I going to do? I don't have any more Pop-Tarts." Well, guess what? You get to experience an introduction to fasting now. Involuntary fasting. It's the new health craze sweeping the country. But thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can listen to more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Be safe and get prepared. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.